Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here, 801 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Thanks to Seth Greenberg. Even if he's wrong, he was still on. He's still.
I hope he's wrong.
I said he's an
no
expert,
offense, Longhorn fans, but I hope he's wrong.
Yeah, we don't care.
No offense, wife. My wife did.
Oh, are they the Houston Longhorns?
My wife did say, so if Houston plays Texas, who are you cheering for?
Houston.
Yeah, I didn't even hesitate. And she said, okay. Okay. I'll remember. It was like Robert De Niro when I don't need your drinks or whatever. Okay. Okay. There's one Irishman here. Okay. Salud. When he's got that look like, oh okay. Right. That's how my wife's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, so you ain't rooting for Texas.
Yeah, I mean, this is Houston Cougars.
Houston Cougars.
This is Houston Cougars.
No.
I understand, like, if I'll root for Texas if Houston gets beat, I will root for Texas if they get by Xavier. Why is everyone acting like Houston's going to roll through Miami? That's going to be a tough matchup. And Texas Xavier, this is not. We thought we were going to see A&M Texas, and we didn't see that.
Mm.
You know, this is a tournament, baby.
Texas Xavier looked like dog do their first game, and then came back and looked good. I got Texas in that one. Texas is looking. Disu was unstoppable the other night, and that's scary. Carr, Rice, Disu. I mean, they look pretty good. They're playing pretty good basketball right now. And you know what? Rodney Terry's done a hell of a job. He has done a hell of a job.
Did you see, switching up for a second, did you see that, and then we'll get, Charlie's been waiting, so we'll get Charlie on. He's got his Would You Rather. Did you see Cam Newton's going to be thrown at Auburn's Pro Day?
Yeah, I saw
this
that.
Is an unusual.
No, it's highly unusual.
It's an unusual thing, but I actually kind of like it, to be honest with you.
Did you hear what he said?
Because there's no quarterback.
Did you hear what he said?
Out of Auburn.
Well, we're going to get to that. I mean, that's a story that we're going to get to. Do you got it? Here's what Cam Newton said about throwing at Auburn's pro day.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say, I love it. I love it.
I'm seeing a lot of people calling the idea, and it's official. I will be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day Tuesday. Ain't 32 better than me, you did.
Ain't 32 better than me.
I mean, there might be more.
One place.
It's weird that there are so many Cam fans who refuse. They pretend like
name one place that needs Cam instead of the guy they have.
Nobody.
Houston right now, but not after they draft somebody.
No, not Houston either.
What?
I'd rather just take Case
Davis Mills.
Davis
You'd rather Mills. Davis Mills.
Cam was terrible. Has been terrible.
Terrible.
People act like they haven't seen, like he hasn't actually played. In Carolina, he was bad. In New England, he was bad. Why are people acting like these stops haven't happened?
Yeah.
Like we didn't actually get to see him. Y'all know we can see games, right? Do you act like Cam just like
no, he's terrible.
Got done dominating something. That's not real life.
There's collusion. It's collusion.
I think it's
They're
fun.
They're colluding to keep Cam out.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to hashtag shine through the shade. But I still like the idea, though. Like Cam Newton going out and throwing at a pro day, or a former quarterback who's trying to get back in the league throwing at a pro day. I actually like that idea if there's no quarterback. I mean, not in place of somebody who's trying to. Even a guy who's trying to get into the league as an undrafted free agent, like has a serious chance, but that's not the case at Auburn. So that's kind of, you know, I got no problem with Cam throwing. I think that's actually kind of cool to have a quarterback out there, an NFL quarterback throwing to you. Now, you don't want it. Now, here's the thing. This is what I would be careful about if you're Cam. Now, this is not a huge year for Auburn and Auburn prospects. So
he's going to overshadow, but he is. He might bring eyes to the place.
No, NFL people, the eyes of media maybe, but NFL people are the same people. No one's going to see Cam Newton, NFL teams.
True.
Not more than likely. Whoever your scout is going to be there. Because honestly, Auburn this year, they don't have Tank Bigsby, running back. I'm just trying to think of guys I've written. I got a good corner who went back to school, two good corners who went back to school. So, but if this were a legitimate team with legitimate prospects, I don't know that I'd love the idea of Cam overshadowing and kind of taking away their shine. I guarantee you they wouldn't like it. The media would
if
overshadow.
If there were guys that could play,
but there's
they
not.
They would be.
Like, you know. I mean, Tank Bigsby, there's some guys, but it's not. This is not going to overshadow wide receivers or whatever. What if Cam's like sailing throws and some wide receiver? Can we get
somebody who can actually get us?
Can we get somebody who can throw in here? I don't need this running quarterback throwing me. Ooh, he could end up roasting Cam and going viral.
Oh yeah, there was a story. I don't know why, but is there a chance that Sean Payton would prefer Jared Stidham over Russell Wilson this year?
No.
I'm like, why are
Jared Stidham's a backup?
They brought in Jared Stidham, the backup.
Stidham's a backup, and if they have to go to him for some reason, Sean Payton clearly thinks he fits the offense, which you know is fine. But no, they paid draft picks, they paid money, and they understand Russell Wilson when he's right can be a good quarterback. It's just last year, it's hard to believe he can be right anymore after last year. I don't know what's happening to Russell Wilson. This is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. How you go from this good to this bad? I mean, he was missing easy throws against the Texans. Just easy throws were all over the place.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know why. Hey, listen, Jared Stidham's fine. He's going to be back. God bless. Make as much money as you possibly can, Jared, as a backup quarterback. But they got all that money invested. The reason that they hired Sean Payton was to get to make Russell Wilson a good quarterback again. And I believe, you know what? Probably one of the best things that happened to Russell Wilson was Sean Payton. That was, of all the coaches that are Brian Flores to Minnesota, D'Amico here, Sean Payton there, Sean Payton's probably one of the best. Indianapolis as well, depending on what they do at quarterback. But he can't win without a quarterback anyway.
No.
I mean, you can't win without a
quarterback. Who can?
Baylor's got to do something.
Only guy I've seen win without a quarterback that I can recall at a high level was, no offense to Trent Dilfer, was that Ravens team.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Brian Billick with a defense that had a bunch
Brian
of Hall
Billick
of Famers.
Was an offensive coach, too.
And
they didn't do.
Marvin Lewis, I think, was still their DC back then.
They went 3-2 in five games during the season that they didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they went 3-2 in those games.
And they didn't, like I said, they didn't have a quarterback, and they won a Super Bowl that year because Jamal Lewis was great. The running game was good. And the defense was Ray Lewis and Ed. I mean, well, Ed Reed wasn't. Yeah. Ed Reed was there, right? Yeah. Ray Lewis was. Ray Lewis was the best defensive player in the league. I mean, they were so good defensively. Tony Siragusa, everybody. It's hard to you can't win when you don't have a quarterback. You can't. Not especially not in today's NFL.
Well, there's two.
There's too many offensive.
There's two teams. The Bears. McMahon was serviceable.
No, he was just
was serviceable.
He was more of a character than good quarterback.
They got to the championship game the year before with Steve Fuller.
But I think that the way the NFL is more offensive oriented now, you can't do it anymore. I don't think you can't. You're not going to see the Jim McMahon's or the.
Those were the two most exceptional defenses ever.
Well,
the 2000 Ravens and the 85
right.
Bears. I mean, unless you see that, you know, hey, Eli was serviceable too. Quite frankly, it was that front four that won them two Super Bowls over New England.
And who is the quarterback? I always forget the quarterback for the 96 Chargers.
They didn't win. They lost to San Francisco.
No, I know, but they got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, Stan Humphries.
Yeah, Stan Humphries.
You can't. Stan Humphries.
Well, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with Tampa. That was probably the third best defense that won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, Case is like Stan Humphries, Case Keenum. To me, that's kind of similar. Case didn't get to a Super Bowl, but I mean, you know, he got
the championship.
They had that miracle against
the Saints.
Yep. But no, you can't. I just don't think you could do it anymore.
No. You got to have that quarterback play. No question about it. And that's why you got Case Keenum here to get that quarterback play.
Yep. You got Case Keenum to teach Davis Mills how to be a pro quarterback.
That's true. The Bears defense also took Rex Grossman to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Lovey's. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
They didn't win, but yeah, they got there.
Yeah, they got there. That was terrible. Terrible. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is your QB1 or nah? Cam with a babushka on.
No.
And that, oh, gosh. And Cam dropping 832 MFers better than me out here. I mean, you know what? Cam is a Heisman Trophy winner. An MVP, a league MVP, got to Super Bowl, won a national championship in college. Cam should feel good about Cam. Cam needs to hang it up, okay? Cam needs to.
I mean, it's not a real.
It's thing. Over, Cam. It's over, bro.
It's had two bad stints. I just thought it was an interesting story because Cam's throwing a pro day.
Yeah,
which I think you know that could end up being. That could end up being a fun thing to see him throwing, and maybe it gives him a chance to be a backup. But I don't. Cam's not cool being a backup. He just said there's not 32 quarterbacks better than me. He doesn't want to be a backup, and teams don't want him to be a starter in the league. There's other. They'd rather draft guys.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, Nick Saban throws some shots at Alabama. And specifically, Nate Oates.
Yeah, let's hear this.
We'll do it on the other side. But first, we got a little QC.
Yeah, QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is their entire thing is about getting you back to being without chronic pain, and in many cases, getting you back to being active. We're going to have a great day. The next 2 weeks, we're going to be in the 70s and low 80s, which is going to be fantastic here. And are you going outside? What do you have planned? You bike riding? You're running? You're walking? You playing outdoor basketball somewhere? Are you playing disc golf like the athletes that we are? You are if you're not living with chronic pain, but if you have pain in your shoulder, that's going to knock you out of a lot of stuff. Do you have pain in your knee that you just or your mobility is cooked? It doesn't have to be. With QC Kinetics, they have regenerative, all-natural biological therapies. They take the body's healing power. They, you know, kind of supercharge it. They put it back into the joint, and what you see is a regeneration and restoration of damaged tissue. And the damaged tissue is where your chronic pain is coming from. And a lot of times all you're thinking is, okay, I got steroid shots, and then I'll have to take some pain medicine to manage the pain, and then I got to get surgery and take time off for that. My mobility still won't be as good as it once was. Well, there's another way. QC Kinetics is that way. It's the way that professional athletes go. This is the way that can give you the best relief and help you be just as mobile and active as you once were. QC Kinetics, new location opening up in Sugar Land. Make sure you go to the website, find a location nearest to you. QC Kinetics, KINETIX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Brandon Miller had the incident with the gun, okay? Nate Oates took a lot of criticism. Nate Oates is the Alabama head coach. The incident with the gun was he delivered a gun to his buddy who ended up shooting a mom and has been charged with murder. Someone else has been charged with murder as well. and Brandon Miller, investigated by the police, no charges came. He brought the gun, was told, texted, bring me my gun, in so many words, I've got a problem, I've got an issue here. He brought the gun, no charges came. Nate Oates afterwards, before he thought about it, Nate Oates said he was the kid was in the wrong place at the wrong time, which was not true. The kid put himself in a position by bringing the gun. It wasn't that he was a wrong place, wrong time. He was with the wrong people doing the wrong things. That's pretty much what happened. Brandon Miller has said all the right things. He has played. There was no suspension, nothing. Nick Saban, apparently this just happened yesterday or whenever, recently, it just happened yesterday. Nick Saban was having none of that kind of talk about what happened with Brandon Miller at Alabama.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team on all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in. So it is what it is, but there is, cause and effect when you make, choices and decisions that put you in bad situations.
Shot at Nate Oates?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And well,
hey, listen,
it's
going to
be uncomfortable in that.
Listen now, Nick has gotten some things. There's been some things in the football program. I'm not saying comparable to this, but there have been some issues that have gone away. Let's not, let's be careful because there have been some issues that have just gone away.
Yeah.
There are at every college campus with athletes, every college campus. And so there's been some stuff where guys didn't catch the penalties that were expected or things just kept quiet. Not like this, though. So, and I give Nick Saban credit for speaking out about this and saying, hey, this isn't right. Alabama probably should have, held him out while they're gathering information. You know the routine. You're gathering information, you hold a guy out, and then you go from there. And then the guy ends up coming back because there's not going to be any charges. It doesn't look like there's going to be charges for him. So, but yeah, that was a shot from Nick Saban. But Nick Saban is Alabama athletics. Nate Oates, you may win a national championship in basketball. That'll be great. But for Bama fans, it's always going to be football first. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, there's been so much. What do you believe that he should have been suspended?
I think they should have. They could call it a suspension if they want, but yeah, probably he's going to sit out until we gather more information about what happened. He shouldn't have been playing right away.
No, I think a couple of games.
You don't have to call it a suspension. You could say,
yeah, we're going to have him. So we're going to sit. We're going to, want him to
2 or 3 days while you gather info.
Yeah.
I mean, just from an optic standpoint, it would have been better. But I think it would have been good just to say, hey, we need to. We're not just going to listen to what he says. We're going to get all the facts so that we can answer questions reasonably. It would have looked a lot better.
It would have looked
like the very next game
even
he plays,
still, though,
and you're doing your pat down pregame routine that apparently was going on before. Like, it couldn't have been worse. I'm sure Nate Oates thought, oh my God, this is the worst. They're doing a pat down?
Well, Nate said, oh, they've been doing that all year.
Yeah, maybe they have. But I saw a video in December.
Then he talked to him about it and said, we need to stop the pat down.
Hey, did you think that might not be great?
Did you?
This is where people talk about kids don't have sense or whatever. And I've got kids, so I know they don't have sense. But that's where you say, okay, this is an 18-year-old kid who apparently doesn't have any sense. To
right.
know that this is, or the kid who did it. Like, no one on the team said, hey, we need to chill with the thing with the pat down.
Listen, I see so many things done by teachers nowadays with having slavery auctions at schools.
Yeah.
So
as educational, as modes of education.
18-year-olds patting each other down in a pregame.
Just on brand. That's not even that surprising.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when teachers are having.
We have news of the weird. The things we hear about, like, oh, that's hard to believe. This is happening right now.
No, but it's happening. It happens all the time. So, no. It's difficult, but it is something that, you know, they're 18. They're young and dumb. This is what happens. So every 18-year-old, it makes stupid decisions. It seems like every teacher in America makes stupid decisions nowadays. 713-780.
Just seems like that because you do News of the Weird.
Yeah. No. I read about these things every single day. Every single day, this seems to be popping up. Something stupid is happening in this country. People are making stupid decisions.
Oh, yeah. We're not only are we aware of it more because of the internet, I think it does feel like more stupid stuff is happening.
It does.
I mean, maybe it's just that we have access.
No, it's because it was happening before. We just didn't hear about it because of the internet.
Hopefully. Hopefully happening.
Hopefully. No, stupid stuff was happening all the time. Hey, did you see Jalen Green joined Elite Company last night? He had 40 points by becoming the fourth player in league history to score 40 or more points while hitting all of their free throws with a minimum of 10 attempts at 21 years old or younger.
Yeah. Well, he's got the second most to LeBron James.
The other players include Michael Jordan, Devin Booker, and Trae Young.
Yeah, not in the 10 free throw makes for LeBron James.
Yeah, right. LeBron didn't make free throws then. 40 points or more while hitting all of their free throws. Minimum 10 attempts.
So we're doing this.
At 21 years or younger. But
that wasn't last night. That was the Pelican game. They played Warriors and lost last night.
Right, last night. Not last night. It was the Pelican game.
Yeah.
So congratulations. It seems like we're getting deeper and deeper. Okay, you got to be under 21. You got to hit every free throw. You got to score more than 40. All right.
Data dredging.
Data dredging. We're data dredging.
You get to enough filters, you find something specific. But no, that was a good game. I mean, he does have 5 40-point games, and at this age, only LeBron had more. So that actually is true. I mean, Jalen Green can score now. Jalen Green's got the ability to be an explosive player. I mean, I'm certainly not giving up. He's averaging almost 22 points a game. That's a lot more points scored now. So 22 is like being a 17.9 scorer, maybe an 18-point per game scorer. If you normalize it against better defense, like it's not a 21.9 is not like this crazy number in today's NBA with where the scoring is where it is.
Yeah.
If you look at the field goal percentage for Jalen for the year, it's still only 41%.
Yeah, last
33% from three. I mean, you want that higher.
Yeah, last night not a great game. He only took, he was 7-19 and he had 20 points. Tyree Easton was pretty good last night. 9-16, he had 8 rebounds. He had 12 rebounds total, 8 defensive rebounds and 4 steals. Tyree was really, really good last night. Jabari Smith still playing pretty damn well. He had 7-15, 17 points and 11 rebounds. Jabari might have turned a corner, but we said that last year about Jalen, didn't we? And not only did Jalen not improve, he didn't take a step this year. The team didn't take a step this year, any step whatsoever.
Well, Jabari Smith, so Jalen Green took a step last year inside the season.
At the end of the year.
Obviously. I would say it's probably fair to say he hasn't taken a step. I mean, we still see the good stuff. We still see the explosiveness and all that. But has his game really taken a step up? I would say probably there are times he's a better defender. But it's not a real noticeable step up for him. Not like you want. Jabari Smith, this has been a big step up for him in terms of inside the season. He looks way, way better. Look at his splits. Pre-All-Star game and post-All-Star game. You ready for this, John? His points per game were 12 points a game. He's up to 14.3 after the All-Star game. He's only had 14 games versus 55, but this is what we're talking about. 38.9% field goal percentage, now it's 45% post-All-Star. 30% from three, 32% from three. Total rebounds, 7, now 7.5. But yeah,
that 32%. Let's not forget he went on a 1-for-16 run.
Yeah,
I mean that was post to all of those. 1-for-16 was post All Star. To get it up to 32% after 1-for-16 is pretty damn good.
Yeah, just in the month of March. He's averaging 15.5 points a game. That's with the 8 in there. That's with the 4 in there. But he's had a 30, a 20, a 24, an 18, a 17 yesterday, as you mentioned.
No, he's turned a corner.
He's shooting in this month. He's shooting 49.6% from the field. He's shooting 39% from three in this month.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's no, that's real good. Especially like I said, how he started. He was awful, and then something clicked with him, and he's a better player. Now, does that mean it's going to translate to next year? We'll see.
Yeah, I think it is.
I hope so. Well, I think thought Jalen was too, but Jalen really hasn't.
Well, but Jalen's expectations are you got to be scoring 25 a game and be like a lead scorer. Jabbar's not going to be a worse rebounder. I mean, he's, you know, this is what he does. He rebounds. He blocks some shots. All we're looking for is him to be more consistent from three.
You know, you say that Jalen is a 25-point scorer. On a really bad basketball team, the number two pick overall that is your star, he should be averaging more than that. I mean,
25 is pretty good.
What did Jeff Van Gundy always said? Well, somebody's got to score the points, right?
Well, that's why I think 21 is not a big deal.
No, it's not.
I mean, it looks, you know, we're thinking he's averaging over 20. Scoring, you really got to change. Yeah. Scoring has been completely skewed.
That's why I think he needs to be near 30.
Do you hear what Pau Gasol said? I'm sure you heard, RJ. He doesn't like the way the basketball is being played right now. And he said, what Pau Gasol said was, you know, everything is about just points, whoever scores the most. And he said it's really not about team basketball. I would agree with that. But we are seeing just outrageous statistical numbers. But even rebounds, too. Like, outrageous numbers now. And how much of that is good basketball? Where we see the numbers and you think, this is unbelievable time. And I do think it's unbelievable talent. I mean, I do think that. But I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I think the games are geared towards individual production. Yeah. And they're not geared towards the best potential teams.
Powell mentioned the passing. He said we don't pass the ball anymore. There's no the movement.
There's driving kicks. Yeah. It's for a lot of teams. And Daryl Morey and the analytics people are partly to blame. They're a lot to blame for this, actually.
Yeah.
Now, what they're looking for is they don't care about your feelings. They want the most efficient way to score. They want to get the most points out of every possession. So they're about threes and frees. They want free throws and they want three pointers. Yep. That's what they want. But it's really hurt. It has hurt the aesthetics of the game. I think without question, you can't. And when you see Golden State at their best, which they are not at right now, but you do see more movement. They can isolate you with Steph Curry, but you see movement. You see the Celtics will show you some movement from time to time and give you different looks like that. Yeah. I mean, but the ISO ball and just one guy being a dominant on-ball player, that is something that has been a big part of NBA now. And it's great for stats, not as good for total basketball.
All right, 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about Champion Energy. If you want to get in here, get in. I wanted to get my electricity at the best price I possibly could. We did it as a station where we found out about Champion, I don't know, just a short time into our time here when we were 1560, and it has been fantastic for us ever since. It's just been, I got my bill this month and I was like shocked. I just put in the electric charger for my car and my house, and I was like, oh, it's probably going to go up. And I was like, no, it hasn't gone up at all. Look, it's fantastic. Champion has been the best. Champion tells me every time my contract is up, you're looking for a better price. Then you got it. I mean, you want a better rate? You got it. All you got to do right now is go to champion.energy/1560. They're fantastic. They're the best. If you're looking for the best way to get your electricity, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Todd Kallis is going to join us. He'll be with us less than an hour from now, 55 minutes from now. Todd Kallis is going to join us to talk Astros baseball, get the inside scoop from the voice of the Houston Astros, television voice of the Houston Astros. 713-780-3776. Pena wants to get in here and talk about his Texans. What do you say, Pena?
What's going on, guys? Hey, real quick before I get to the Texans, prayers out to that little girl that died yesterday in that police chase. That was horrible. Prayers out to the family, man. That little girl didn't deserve that. And two pickups yesterday.
Wait a minute, Pena.
Hold on, Pena.
What did you say?
Prayers out to that little girl that died yesterday in that police chase. Her dad was driving that red Camaro. It was on ABC 13. I'm pretty sure you heard about it, John.
John?
You know, your wife's on ABC 13.
No, I didn't see it last night. I was I apologize. I was playing poker last night, so I did not see the story. That sounds terrible.
No, supposedly the dad picked her up from the daycare, and it was just a whole bunch of stuff.
That's on the front page. She died
in the police chase. Yeah, but prayers out to that family. But to the Texans, two good pickups. The tight end, Dalton Schultz. I don't watch the Cowboys much, but I have a friend that does, and well, he's pretty good. A pretty good pickup, good pickup for the running back for Pierce. He doesn't get hurt that much anymore. And Matt, I want to talk about centers. What centers are in the draft that we can possibly pick up in the maybe second, third, fourth round? I don't know. And do you see maybe Caserio maybe doing a trade for a center? Since I didn't really, I wasn't expecting him to get Mason or anything. But thank you. Have a great day.
No, I don't think they'll trade for a center. I think you can draft a center. Some centers that you can take a look at potentially this year would include. Second round, John Michael Schmitz is the guy I like the most from Minnesota. I think I would look at him maybe at the beginning of the second, but he could go sometime in the first. There's a guy named Joe Tippmann out of Wisconsin. He's another guy you could look at in the second round. Ricky Stromberg out of Arkansas, kind of a zone scheme guy who could fit the offense, actually. He's got pretty good size, too. He doesn't always look good. But he gets guys blocked, but that's more of like a third or fourth round pick, maybe an early day three pick. Luke Whipler from Ohio State is another one I think is a fourth round center who could be a potential starter in this scheme that they're likely going to run. And then I mentioned Cody Mock is a guard center. He played North Dakota State. He played tackle, so he may go in the first round, but I think he's more of a second-round pick. So there's some guys. There's definitely some guys and some guys who I think are going to be future starters. Stromberg and Whipler in third or fourth round from Arkansas and Ohio State. And then Minnesota-Wisconsin guys, John Michael Schmitz and Joe Tippmann. Those are going to be considerations maybe at 33 if that's where you wanted a center. Once you get past the names I mentioned, it gets a little dicier. I don't like the Michigan center that much. Although with Timmy. And his name was mentioned a lot early on, but he's just pretty average, and I don't think he moves real well, so may not be a good fit for this scheme.
All right, ideally for you, 2, 12, and 33 positions.
Bryce Young.
What position would you like at 12?
I'd love D-line, but it's...
Well, are you going to go, if Bryce Young is gone, are you going C.J. Stroud? Is it quarterback or nothing?
Yeah, I go C.J. Stroud.
You got to go. You got to go quarterback.
Yeah, just
historically, that doesn't work out.
I mean, you're not taking Jalen Carter too. It's just too.
No,
it's just too.
And if Bryce Young is there, I'm not opposed to trading out. If Bryce Young is gone.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could if you want to go, well, if you're basically saying we're not going quarterback this year. Because if you did, you could maybe flip-flop
with the Colts and
Anthony Richardson if you're willing to wait, you know, which you might be willing to wait.
Yep.
And it's a quarterback-friendly offense that you have. So you might be able to, well, you might draft, hey, it might be Will Levis. Like, people need to prepare themselves for, I know there, other than Jeremy Branham, people are, believe that Will Levis, that there are going to be people like the Tibetan monks that set themselves on fire in the streets. Let's let anybody who's the quarterback have a chance to show what they got first with this offense coordinator. Will Levis did not have it great with his offensive line, with the injuries, with, you know, it will be better for the Texans, for Levis and Richardson, frankly. Both of them will have, now not for Ohio State and Alabama guys, it's going to be worse for them. They're going to say, hey, we don't have a bunch of advantages all over the field. But for Florida and playing in the SEC and Kentucky playing in the SEC, they're going to say, hey, we got a little more advantage. I've got more advantages here than I maybe I had in the past at my school. So, but I mean, to me, you're sitting either one of those guys. They're not starting the season as your starter.
So two is quarterback, 12.
I mean, I would love pass rush. I would love pass rush or defensive line for me, but those
the
are not.
But
that's not. But that's the thing is. That's what I'd like, but that doesn't really fit with who the players are.
Who are the players?
Well, my players that I have there that would be maybe in consideration there, I think they get considered down the road. That's my problem. We could pull up D, T, D, E, and Edge. So let's see. My players would be, I think Carter Anderson and Tyree Wilson are all gone. Keon White and Miles Murphy. Now, I think Miles Murphy or Keon White. Now, I wouldn't mind Miles Murphy or Keon White at number 12, just because I think they definitely fit the role, the model of, and I wouldn't mind a trade back. They fit the model of the defense of D'Amico Ryans. Like they're 200, Miles Murphy's like 270 something, but he's strong at the point of attack. Okay, pass rusher. Keon White has a chance to be a really good pass rusher, but he's kind of raw, but he's 290 pounds of pure granite. Like, he looks like a San Francisco 49er. Keon White does. It's just 12 might be a little high. Then you got Will McDonald as a pass rusher, but I wouldn't draft him at 12. Lucas Van Ness. I put Lucas Van Ness to the Texans at 12, and he's, to me, he's not ready yet, but he's another one. 280 pounds, really powerful, looks like a 49er. That's why I gave him to the Texans at 12 and tested off the charts. Really good athlete, too. Like, his testing stuff is kind of J.J. Watts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said Watts like I was texting Karen. Like J.J. Watts. I love J.J. Watts.
No, like J.J. Watts. J.J. Watts testing.
Yeah, like J.J. Watts testing. Yeah, the testing of J.J. Watt.
Right.
I didn't want to come out there. J.J. Watts
testing.
Like, y'all, I love so much Jeremy Pena and J.J. Watts so much, y'all. When I ride home, we go to Astros games, and I have those $16 beers, and we get in the car, and if we have won, oh, I'm just telling you now, Hank's going to have a good ride home, if you know what I mean. That trip to Katy could get messy. Y'all.
Karen.
I came up with the Karen before anyone. I had Texans Karen. It wasn't meant to be a tattletale. She just didn't typically know all the players' names perfectly, but she acted like she was the biggest fan in the world of things, and that's why she would say J.J. Watts.
Yeah.
You would hope that over the years, Texans, Karen, somebody said, it's Watt.
Right.
It's not Watts.
I'm sure she called him Shabby.
Texans, Karen should not be talking about Matt Schaub. Y'all, I do like Case, though. I like Case, though, and Queso. Both. The cheese dip, Queso, and I like Case, though. Case Keenum, y'all, eat him up. I went to Stephen F., but I still love the Cougars. We went to some games. Case went and spoke at our church.
He did?
Yeah.
Did Jack Easterby come speak?
No, I don't know him. Everyone says he's so bad. I don't even know him. And I know John O'Brien, the quarterback, the head coach used to like say a lot of swear words and stuff like that, but I'm glad that we did not have him.
John O'Brien did do that. So.
Yep.
He did do that. 713-780-3776.
I would like to trade back from 12 to 15, 16, 17, and then look at Lucas Van Ness or Miles Murphy or Keon White.
Whatever. Offensive line help?
Yeah, it's 33. They haven't signed a center, right? Yeah, I'd look at center at 33.
Yeah, they signed Questenberry. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can do better.
Well,
Scotty Q is the backup.
Okay, wait a minute. You can do better than a Nick Caserio free agent signing?
Slow down. Well, he's a re-sign. Like,
okay.
He's fine as a backup, but
slow down.
You can get better there. You can get better. Now, you know what? Are you interested in another cornerback?
Well, we'll talk about it on the other side if I am. But first, we're going to talk about my peeps over at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. MorleyLaw.com. They are here for you, and it doesn't matter what the issue is, civilly, criminally. The Morley Law Firm. The Morley Law Firm helped our family out, and they can help your family out. They were spectacular in everything that they did. They gave the attention that we needed. They were everything was done to the letter of the law perfectly. And I've got to give it a big ups to them for what they did. Thank you so much. And the Morley Law Firm will be here for you and your family. It depends. I mean, you're going to get an evaluation. You can call and get a consultation and tell them what your issue is. If it's frivolous, obviously that's not going to be the case. If someone is suing you, or you need to sue someone, especially if you need to sue someone, an insurance firm or a doctor insurance company or a doctor or someone who hit you, someone in an accident, an 18-wheeler, the Morley Law Firm is there, and in a lot of cases, you don't pay unless they win. So that's really, really a big deal. So if you're looking for that law firm that's going to be behind you, give you the attention that you need with the expertise that you need, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 850, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Did you hear this sound from Charles Barkley? It's pretty funny. Man, you talk about... And Charles, it's not like Charles played back in the 60s or 70s.
No.
You know, it's but apparently, you know, I guess they were trying to save money when Charles was playing.
This can't be true.
I don't know.
I don't think this is true.
This can't be true. Here's Charles talking about their jerseys.
Shout out to all the trainers also, to have and the guys who do all the uniforms, to get these uniforms cleaned up and everything. Cause, I mean, I'm so old. We used to take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, because we flew commercial my first few years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did
it. Yes, it is. Not,
you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash it.
See, Kenny's immediately like, there's no era where you did this. I'm so old. No, hold up. There's no era where you were supposed to wash it. I love that Kenny, because Kenny's like, hold on.
Oh, no.
I played basketball when you did. Yo, this was not the era. Not, there was no era.
Well, Auburn was a little different than North Carolina basketball now. Okay.
Was he talking about? Oh, he's talking about college?
Oh, yeah. There's no chance this was with the Sixers. About
no, no chance. Let's hear, he's talking about go. Auburn.
Wait,
well, I don't know. Okay, I mean, Charles still played at Auburn in the '80s, but sometimes maybe you'd never know what the weird coach just like. Let's go back to it.
Because we flew commercial my first few
Wait,
years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did
it. Yes, it is.
Stop, you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with your own.
When I first...
You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let him finish.
I've never heard.
No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish, Kenny.
Please do. And soap. They give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes,
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So when you played the night before... And flew the next morning. When was you exactly going to get your uniform clean? You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried it and dropped on the commercial airline the next morning.
Were you with Jed Clampett?
No, please.
That's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark?
Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniform? Y'all playing in funky uniforms?
No, somebody.
Washing a dryer or someone else. Yeah,
when you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
That is
possible.
After,
you can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't have to have it on.
Yeah,
no, but it's easier to do it that way. It's easy to do it that way.
No!
He's talking about the 76ers, did?
Dude,
did you watch
how do you
your
not have
jersey?
Multiple uniforms? I'm telling you, Jordan was very important for that era. I didn't have any idea how poverty NBA teams were back then.
Wait, I can't believe that for not a minute.
Well, even they were saying, we have multiple jerseys. None of them said you can still wash your uniform. They were basically agreeing with Charles that your uniforms had to be washed. Well, yeah, but you don't have different, you don't have three or four white Barclay jerseys?
Yeah.
Or take them on the road? Am I wrong? Is that not what happens?
You had one jersey. What if your jersey ripped?
Exactly.
You have more than one jersey.
I would think. Of course, sometimes we've seen games where people have to have a no-name jersey on, and even in football before. But it's usually because something didn't show up.
That is.
Or they, yeah,
that
you know
was
what
with
I mean?
The Sixers, not Auburn. Sixers.
That was early Sixers. That would have been like 84 was his rookie year.
That is.
You had one uniform, and you had to, and they had to be washed?
I mean,
that was crazy to me. Is that, wait a minute, y'all are telling me you did have to wash that before the next game? Like,
yeah, but you could. Yeah, they both go, yeah, but you could wash it. You don't have to wear it.
Yeah. I'm like, hold on, guys. Y'all didn't have a second uniform where this could be washed the next day somewhere?
Well, maybe they were just saying, which is probably.
Do they have like us at the stadium? Does every stadium have a washer and dryer for all the uniforms? Like, how does that how does that work?
Yes.
No, road though.
Yes. Yes. They
you
would
don't
have,
know
yes.
that for sure.
Yes. The road team would have the ability to, if they.
This is never.
Well, now here's the deal is every time. Listen, well, now after every game, you just. You take a plane out. It's not like you had to wait till the morning for a commercial flight.
No.
Every single game, you're packing up and leaving that night. So there's none of that. But back in the day when they took commercial flights, I can't believe that.
There's no era. Where you had no, you're making this up. And do you hear Clark Kellogg? Let him finish.
Yeah.
He knew some gold was coming.
Yes.
Kenny, let him finish. He knew gold was on the way. Speaking of gold on the way, let's see. So Todd Callis is 9:30, right?
Yep.
When we come back, now we're not good friends, but I go on Colin Coward's show. I go on Colin Coward's show from time to time, like two times a year. Well, has he done our show? No. But I don't want to make it weird for him to say, your show. I just want you to do my show. So Colin Coward is always fairly well-reasoned. He says some things that are unpopular, but I think I think he's usually pretty sharp. Now, he will say, like, he gets onto things where – it becomes personal. Like
and
the Baker Mayfield thing, I think, was personal.
It's personal. That and the, who did the Dougie?
John Wall?
John Wall.
Yeah.
He can't stand John Wall.
Yeah, I mean, he gassed certain guys that it's
going to. Yeah.
However, he said something yesterday. He may have crossed the line.
Yeah.
We'll play it for you.
It was
you.
The day before, not yesterday.
Oh, yeah, day before. We'll play it for you when we come back.
But the tournament is on, so let's have some fun with MyBookie. Whether you're betting the favorites or the dogs, you can win big at MyBookie.ag. My bookie has all the games and lots of player prop bets, too. You can bet on individual player points, rebounds, assists, and three-pointers. If you know your college hoops, you're going to really enjoy the prop bets that you've got. Listen, the Sweet 16 is here. You want to prop bet any of your Houston Cougars or Texas Longhorns or whomever, Drew Timmy, whatever it is that you want to prop bet, you can do it. Getting started is simple. Visit mybookie.ag. Your first deposit, use promo code BET975 to claim an exclusive deposit bonus up to $1,000. This is 50% of your initial deposit up to $2,000. But you have to be a first-time player here. MyBookie not only has the NCAA tournament games, but you can also bet NBA, PGA, NHL, XFL, MLS, all of it. Do you know who's going to win the World Series? Yes, the Astros. Bet on them. Remember, get a welcome bonus with your initial deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, MyBookie.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.